This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Code Red issued for parts of the Midwest. Thanks, Canada. And United Airlines suffering its fourth day of heavy cancellations. People were crying at tables in airports, seriously, across the United States. Hope you weren't crying and had a great hump day as we slide closer toward a holiday weekend. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for joining us. I'd be crying, too, if I were in the situation some of these people were in. Thanks to United, bad weather, disruptions, the holiday coming up, the lack of pilots in some cases, what's happening with air traffic controllers. So United had more than 560 flights as of Wednesday evening that were cut, canceled, delayed. I mean, they canceled more than 2,300 flights, including almost 800 on Tuesday. The worst single day since the week of the end of the early weeks of the pandemic. They saw 20% of its flights canceled, 39 delayed on Wednesday. I know people who were stuck in this. The airline was hit by a kind of a triple whammy in New York, especially. Newark was awful. So was LaGuardia. So was JFK. So they weren't the only airline affected. Some of the other airlines were affected too, but they really got smashed with this. The United CEO Scott Kirby tried to deflect some of the blame, saying in a message to staff earlier in the week that air traffic control shortages have really exacerbated problems brought on by the weather. And of course, that's something that's being disputed. Pete Buttigieg, who is the transportation secretary, I saw him on a show earlier in the evening, and he said, whoa. When you want to blame the air traffic controllers, yes, there's a shortage. Yes, that might be four or five on the list, but there are other things that are ahead of that. So people were stuck. I mean, passengers are upset, and I've described the scenario. It's happened to me. You find out your flight is canceled, but it's so late that everybody else has rushed into the line to re-rack their flights, and you're number 250 in that line. You're not getting on a flight home. So then you think, well, maybe I should use my phone. I'm going to call the airline. And then it's a four-hour wait time, I'm not kidding, on the phone. If you're lucky, maybe it's an hour. So what do you do? And what happens is sometimes people just rent cars if they can. It doesn't matter if they have to drive 17 hours. Anything to get out of the airport and to not be stuck for another night somewhere, another day somewhere, because it just rolls forward. That's what happens. There's only so many flights. It rolls forward. You can't get on those flights. And you get the scenario. I mean, really, since 2021 and you look at the pandemic and rebuilding after that, there have been problems. And what's interesting is United wasn't one of the airlines we were talking about the most. I mean, usually we're talking about American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, with lots and lots of trouble. But this was definitely a lot of this on United. And it's a bad time for that heading into the July 4th weekend. And they say they're confident it's going to be fine in the next couple of days. And, of course, the weather didn't help because you had weather in Baltimore, you had weather in Washington, you had weather in the Midwest, you had weather coming across the country, and that is ultimately going to affect these flights. So one last thing here. The Association of Flight Attendants said United is offering triple pay. I never in my life, and of course, I don't work for a company now, but never in my life when I worked for the biggies, CBS, NBC, huge station in Dallas, huge station in New York where I had to be in a union, never in my life did the word triple pay ever get thrown at me. But triple pay to flight attendants, that's what it takes, to agree to pick up extra trips through July 6th because there are problems with crews and trying to get enough crews. You have to have the crews or you can't fly. That's just another thing that happens, and that's part of the problem. So, wow, for the people who are stuck, it is tough. I understand wanting to cry because you got to figure it out. No one is going to figure it out for you. You're stuck. You're trapped. You have to make the decisions of, is there another airport I can get to? Is there some other way to get home? Especially for many of you who live in what I call hopper lands. You know what hopper lands are? Sometimes the most beautiful places in the United States where you can't get a straight flight from here to there. So it means you have to get a flight where you have a layover. And that just adds to the problems of you getting back to where you're from. All right, let's talk about our friends in Canada and their wildfires. 17 states face air quality alerts because of that. So you've got heat attacking the south and much of the rest of the country getting this dose of horrible air quality because of the dense wildfire smoke rolling in from Canada. And it is like, wow, it is blanketing the Great Lakes region. I mean, just awful. So any tourist trying to take any picture of the skyline in Chicago, forget about it. But it's not just Chicago. Detroit, Chicago, Minneapolis, the worst air quality in the world. Where do you find that out? You go to IQ Air, you check it. And you see, unhealthy code red. You have purple conditions from eastern Iowa across Canada, the lower Great Lakes, toward the Appalachian Mountains. Terrible. And it's going to continue at least through Thursday. So what are you told? You got to stop prolonged outdoor activities. And especially if you have chronic respiratory issues, because that will just make everything worse. And you know what? It's so odd, and I had no idea there was one of these. And you might not know, so I'm going to tell you what a code maroon is. It's very, very rare. And they had one recorded in Decatur, Illinois, during the midday. That is the worst of the worst of the worst level on the scale. And it's considered hazardous. It's like you're in a movie, and you need an oxygen mask. It's not good. There was another place, Chippewa, Ohio, also got a code maroon. That bad. And you look up all the different codes, and there's a lot of them. I mean, there's like a whole deck of colors. I mentioned purple, and purple is an increased health risk in Milwaukee, in Indianapolis, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, in Cleveland, in Pittsburgh. And these conditions are changing, but you've got heat, but you have the wildfire smoke. So the poison is out there, and it is rough, along with the heat. Triple digits, terrible, terrible across Texas, across most of the South. Louisiana, you're getting hammered with it. Oklahoma, you're getting hammered with it as well. Debris, including human remains from the sub that was seeking to get a closer look at the Titanic. Deets next.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
People were talking about, besides being so hot, 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 the common denominator was, wow, what about that Doom sub? I mean, it was just a week and a half ago we were saying, oh, there's pinging. How much oxygen is left? The countdown is on. And most of us didn't know, although the Navy knew, because they heard an implosion, immediately passed that on, but most of us didn't know that. We knew it was an outside chance, but we didn't know that Titan sub had already imploded. So now, lots of pieces of this have been hauled up. I mean, not tiny pieces, big pieces. And presumed human remains found in the wreckage of that doomed sub. This is nearly a week, after it was announced that it was a catastrophic implosion that killed all five men on board. So Oceangate is under scrutiny, of course, following this submersible tragedy. And there are things that are coming out about what happened days before the submersible went down and its demise. And then there's stories of people who could have been on that trip who were earmarked to actually go on it. And when I say earmarked, they called, they were paying the money, they were going to get on, and it included Jay Bloom, who's an investor, and his son Sean, but ultimately they pulled out of doing it because they were worried about the ability to travel deep into the ocean ahead of the voyage. So they had seats, but their seats went to Shah and Sulman Dawood, the father and son who were on board when it imploded and were among the five that perished. It was an interesting conversation I saw that they both had with Aaron Burnett on CNN. They were talking about seeing red flags and saying that they didn't think, well, what would happen going that low into the ocean, and they saw a video of Stockton, which was given to them, of Stockton Rush, the CEO of OceanGate, the company that, of course, is that deepwater expedition company that just suffered this implosion, and Stockton Rush, who was the man behind the whole idea of it. He initially had a partner, but the partner sold out, and he was walking through the sub and the features and all of that. And what happened was Sean, the son, said to his father he didn't feel good about this. He just didn't feel like he wanted to do that. So their seats went back up for sale. They got their money back. Doesn't it always seem like there's a story like that when something happens? Can you imagine how they feel? And it had to be surreal and wild to see that happen. And it was all about getting the tickets. They were excited to get the tickets, got the tickets, and then, you know, the rest is history. They sold them and all of that. So now it's about investigations. It's about investigations into more details of the sub and the implosion and anything you could possibly find out about what happened here. You're not bringing anyone back. That's so sad, the lives that were lost. And now there's this discovery. It just is more of, okay, we can piece this together and maybe physically put some of this together and determine a few other things. And in my mind, I was thinking, yeah, they're going to be able to pull pieces up, but what kind of pieces are they going to have? But they actually do have a lot of big pieces of this really small submersible. There was a white panel-like piece taller than the two men that you could see video of actually guiding it onto the land. And there were other sized parts with cords and wires, a lot of wires, draped with a white tarp that were among the debris that was pulled up off of the vessel that was handling this and actually put on the dock. I mean, we know this by now. The Titan was made of carbon fiber and titanium. It weighed 23,000 pounds. There was only room for the five. It was a small area that they sat in. We know that you paid $250,000 for a ticket, and now it's about the crew of the people that are excavating everything, working really round the clock to get everything they can of this sub and whatever they can find and piece that together and have a better sense of what happened, more specifics of what happened here. And, you know, it was just last week we were talking about a catastrophic implosion that presumably, of course, was what killed all of them on board. So it's going to take a while to look at all the factors and what they do is recreate whatever they can, the timelines, and then piece together some of these parts. And then they'll actually have a public hearing. They're talking about they're going to have a public hearing with witnesses, the evidence, and be able to look at all of that and get the witness expert testimony too. So there's more days ahead to uncover and unravel more specifics of just really a horrible situation. No question. Unpacking it for really, really good reasons. I mean, and that's the end of OceanGate. I can't imagine. There's nobody that there was another partner, but that partner was gone as of a couple years ago. So this isn't going anywhere in the in the future. You know, I talked about the extreme temperatures briefly because we have been talking about this a lot. I mean, the smoky air, but then there's the extreme temperatures. I was on a business Zoom call earlier in the evening, and all three people on the Zoom with me were from different parts of Texas. And all three said, don't even ask about let's just get it out of the way. Don't even ask about the weather. Don't even ask about the temperature. It's hot. It's the hottest I've ever been, said one of them who was in Lubbock. Another one who was in Houston said, just absolutely unbearable. Everybody's staying inside and doing the best they can to weather the weather that is just really, really tough to take. And another one said, who was in the Dallas area, the deal is, nobody gets to talk about it at their company. Nobody gets to talk about it more than 5 minutes a day, because otherwise we just sort of make it worse for each other, because that's all we're kvetching about. But listen, 14 people have died. Temperatures on Wednesday surpassing 100 degrees from New Mexico to Mississippi, because Mississippians are raising their hand and saying, wait a second, you know, you're talking about Texas, you're talking about Louisiana, we're getting it too. We're getting hammered by the heat. One person died in Louisiana. 11 people have died in Webb County, Texas. And as of late on Wednesday, more than 110 million Americans were under some level of a heat alert from the National Weather Service. So we're talking thousands of miles from California to Florida. And by the way, Florida is not left out of this. The panhandle, the northern part of Florida, is getting hit really hard by the high temperatures. Super high. And it means just not doing the things maybe that you would normally do outside. Walking the dog, it's the second the sunlight comes through the window. It is dragging the dog. As much as dogs want to go out, it is dragging the dog out super, super early and taking lots and lots of water. The key thing is that is water for everything, because you can never, ever be hydrated enough, especially in those situations. And it's worth the warning again of thinking you're okay, and then lo and behold, you find out that, wow, I'm feeling dizzy. It feels like I have some kind of weird vertigo. What is going on? And you haven't really put enough water into your body. You know, a couple of 6 ounces is not enough. So maybe those people who we used to laugh at that walked around with those big jugs of water, they had it right, because they know how to hydrate. Coming up, your neighbor is a kook and cutting down trees. What do you do?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 1,500 flight cancellations and 3,000 delays are making for a challenging day in air travel. Patty Mancha is with the TSA.
The airport, the airline, TSA, all of our employees, they're working together to get you and your family to your final destination. Give us a little grace.
United Airlines facing the highest number of delays, followed by JetBlue. The South is experiencing a brutal heat wave. A persistent heat dome has sent temperatures soaring into the triple digits, breaking records and creating life-threatening life-threatening conditions. Excessive heat warnings are up from Arizona to Alabama. President Biden's most recent verbal gaffe is raising eyebrows. During an interaction with reporters outside the White House today, Biden mistakenly asserted that Russian President Vladimir Putin is losing the war in Iraq instead of referring to the situation in Ukraine. It's been reported the president made a similar error last night in Maryland. John Schaefer, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
That's your hashtag from that, by the way. I'm a loser, baby. Wow. A homeowner has been fined for having 32 trees cut down from his neighbor's property in New Jersey without a permit. That's a violation that cost him at least $32,000. And it's, of course, viral all over social media. John Linson, who is the forester in that area. Did you know they have one? Yes, they do. It's about 30 miles west, actually. I know that area of New York City. And here's what the deal is. Grant Haber, the property owner, allegedly ordered the work done. You know, so it's the reason it's 32,000, it's 1,000 per tree. And the money for replanting the trees, right, would be $1.5 million. But then all the penalties could actually reach $400,000 because the borough is also fining two contractors hired by Haber to do the tree cutting. So 32 trees could end up costing, what, at least $400,000? And they were removed without a permit and yada, 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 and forwards and backwards. And this is a big story. Can you imagine having that many trees gone? Wait, what happened to my trees? Well, I don't understand. Where did they go? They're gone. They're down. That's it. And now to be replanted, here's what the bill would be. And what happened was, I think this is the thing that really went viral. There was a tweet, because everything happens in the Twittersphere. Even though Elon Musk is trying to kill Twitter, it still exists. And there was something that that was tweeted out, and this was the tweet. A friend who is a municipal arborist just called me to tell me about a guy who cut down 32 big mature trees on his neighbor's property to get what? A better view of New York City. That's why he cut them down. Because that was my question. Well, why did he have them cut down? Because he said he couldn't see the city. He wanted to see the city, so that's what he did. I have trees in my neighborhood, and my neighbors right now like me. I can't even imagine what anyone to the left of my house, to the back of my house, would have to say if I were to go ahead and do that, right? So now, lots of people are wondering about, well, wait a second, what about liens? What about the cost? You know, there's all kinds of things that are happening. There's going to be a preliminary hearing for this guy, this situation, and apparently there's a Zoom link that is also being shared with the public because you're allowed to actually watch the proceedings, so you can watch to see what happens as this continues to roll on. Wow. And I guess there have been other places, of course, where there have been similar things that have happened. Your kooky neighbor cut down your trees because they wanted a view. There was something like that that happened in Seattle where neighbors, it was a group, cut down 153 trees for views of the city. And they were on public land, and they were actually on public land that was on a slope that was vulnerable to earthquakes. They had to pay $800,000 for tree restoration. $800,000. So that view was a costly view. And because of this whole tree thing, it's opened up a can of worms, you might say, of people who have seen similar things happen and have had things happen to them where trees were cut down, right? And, yeah, it is pretty awful. And with an arborist situation, depending on the tree, in the state of Florida, there's trees that you can't cut down, like an oak tree. You can just, if it's on your property even, you can't just cut it down without consulting with them. And unless it's really dying, it's not coming down. So there are other parts that would be weaved into this. But ultimately, the gist of where I started was the guy who cut down the 32 trees on his neighbor's property because he wanted a better view of New York City. I guess, did he think, well, maybe he won't notice, or maybe he'll feel okay about it because I'm doing him a favor. You know, with that many trees, it was about how pretty the trees looked and having the trees up. And so I don't think there's no forgiveness in this. There's going to be money that's going to come out of someone's pocket big time to pay for this. And so, yeah, it's just the astonishing part of this to me, I think, is that, look, it wasn't trees he cut down on his own property. It was trees that weren't on his property. That's called trespassing, isn't it? It's called trespassing. And going and deciding arbitrarily, I guess that old saying about it's better to ask for forgiveness, right, than permission. So I'm just going to try it. I'm just going to try it and see if it works out. And hopefully it'll work out. But in this case, it's not going to work out. All right, it feels like stamps just went up, and I don't think they just went up. They're going up. So the forever stamps, you know, you get those forever stamps. You go and get stamps. Maybe you don't. Maybe you've never mailed anything in your life. or at least not recently. Forever stamps are now 66 cents. You know, there was the news that they had to raise them because of inflation. The cost to send a domestic postcard, you want to send a postcard of some place that you've been where there's no smoke and you can actually see a city line somewhere in the Midwest, it's going to cost you 51 cents. And a 1 ounce letter mailed to another country, $1.50. And just a piece of flat letter, just an additional ounce price is 24 cents. Right? So it's interesting because they're saying the price adjustments are needed to provide the Postal Service with revenue because they're fighting to stay in the game. And with the prices for all products across the board, they've all gone up just slightly in a sense. Here's what I think. I don't know how much people would notice. You're talking about a couple of cents. If you go back years and you haven't gotten a stamp in a long time and you have no idea what it costs, well, of course, I just told you, then there might be sticker shock. But because if you're somebody who's just mailing lots of things, you're aware of when things have gone up and you're not going to have a beef with them. You're not going to have a beef with them because you need the post office. You want the post office and you're not looking for another alternative. These are things that can't be sent via email. These are things that you have to send through the U.S. mail. I mean, there's other mail options, but if you're going to go through the U.S. mail, that's what you're going to pay, period. You know, end of story. I mean, what are you going to do? If you're going to mail it that way, you got to pay for the increase. And I think there is something, I don't know, I think there is something to getting a piece of mail, something to getting a birthday card in the mail and not an emailed card, something to getting a personal note still, because mostly you're getting direct mail. Mostly you're getting pitches for services for your house, like tree cutting and other things. By the way, something interesting happened. Some breaking news from the world of sports. New York Yankees Domingo Germain threw a perfect game, first perfect game in Major League Baseball since 2012. You know, as somebody who's a sports enthusiast and who is involved in the sports world, I didn't realize it had been that long. But yes, since 2012, and it's just the 24th time that's happened in baseball. So he entered the game with kind of pedestrian-ish numbers and a 4-5 record, but he must have been dazzling against the A's. Struck out 9, finished the game, needing only 99 pitches to blank baseball's worst team in an 11-0 Yankees victory. Wow. A huge moment. And a big moment for him, too, because he had a close uncle that passed away. And it affected him. He talked about crying in the clubhouse that he couldn't help it. So he wanted the game to be a tribute to his uncle. And what a tribute that is. And how exciting for the people that were on hand to witness it. Coming up next, you have a lot of thoughts about what's happening, particularly with the weather. We're going to the mailbag next.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, we don't have to talk about it. We're going to just dive right into it. This one's from Michael. Kate, love the show. First time I've sent you anything, but I was fiddling around at work and I had a couple of extra minutes, so I thought I would give you a shout out. I am in the Chicagoland area, and boy, this is the worst that we've ever seen when it comes to smoky, crazy air. Canada, no offense, can keep its wildfires. It is really worse probably than what any of you, your listeners, have seen on the television. You can't even really see in some cases in front of you when you're walking down the street. Seriously, it is that bad. I hope that they get their fires under control. I think it's going to be maybe a day or two more of some of the worst air that we have ever seen. I tell you, I don't even drive into the city anymore, but I was forced to drive because I wanted to get in and out of a parking garage that we have at my company so that I didn't have to deal with walking down a lot of streets like I normally would and breathing in any kind of unsettling air quality, let's put it that way. Yeah, I mean, look, it's if you have any kind of condition, especially, you don't want to be in the middle of that. But poor air quality and that weird fog that the New Yorkers had a couple of weeks ago is of course not good. I mean, it can't be good to breathe that in. And if you are hoofing it, you know, more than just quickly around the block, yeah, the more you got to be in the middle of it, probably the worse, without a doubt. And those fires are bubbling up, right? So it's affecting, and it's affecting people too. You know, it's interesting. Don't get rid of your mask. I mean, there's like this lesson. I had a friend that said, boy, everybody's asking me for masks because I had some that were stuffed in my drawer at work because they're putting them on to run down the block to go and get lunch or whatever, because a lot of places aren't delivering lunches if they're in the middle of some of the thick areas. Okay, this one is from Max, who emails us frequently, and Max says, Kate, so sad about the whole implosion thing, and we know that, but that they actually found some human remains, and they've got so many pieces of the sub. I think it's good that they have the big pieces, because they'll be able to put things together probably a little bit better in the investigation. And I think for the families, there would have to be, it's not good, but there would have to be some sense of closure anyway, versus they couldn't find anything significant of the sub. Because there is something about us humans, when somebody suddenly is in the middle of a situation that is horrific and unthinkable, like this one, you want to know what happened, and the fact that you can actually see something and get a better sense of it, I don't know that it eases the pain, but at least it sort of closes the circle, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Well, I would agree with that. You know, it's interesting. We have an author coming up in the second hour, and her name's Carol A. Alexander. And her father saw a murder, and the mob was involved in it, and he suddenly disappeared because the government was looking for him. They wanted him to testify, and the mafia was looking for him, and they never found him. They found a car in the Chicago River. So closing the loop and the sense of closure was never there for this woman, and her story is all about that, and it's interesting. And again, like, that's coming up in the second hour. But to the point, taking it further, of just in your mind imagining it and see these reenactments, if you can even look at them, the fact that you have some of these pieces that, you know, they're big pieces, you have a better sense of that which happened. I mean, maybe there is something about that. Okay, we had Michael and Max to, you gotta love this, another M name, to Mo, Big Mo. And Big Mo says, Kate, I think that something interesting is emerging in the world of politics, and that is perhaps the third party candidate. I know that you've talked about that in the past. We've talked about that before. And some people, certainly in the Democratic Party, don't want that third party, because what does that do to chances? What does it take away from the overall vote in a tight race? But I think it's good to have a third party. I think it's good to have options and to know that you're not stuck with the same old if you don't like what you see. And it also is healthy to have more people interested in running for government. I think I've heard you say on your show that, how do we have some of the brightest people in the world, in the country, who are more than capable of perhaps turning things around, and they just don't run. They don't take it up. They don't take up the fight, and they stay in whatever that lane is that they're in. So we're forced into the situations of, well, I'll take this person over that person because it's the lesser evil of the two. How many times have we heard that? Yeah, too many times. I agree. We've talked about other parties, though, a lot. We've talked about what could develop, and who knows? You know, the fact that you have Kennedy running, and he has a lot of people interested in what he's saying, not just about vaccines, but about other huge, huge, huge things that we're dealing with that he's wrapped himself into to try to find out more. He's not polling big numbers, but he's gaining a little bit of momentum. A little bit of momentum, and a little bit could carry a long way at this point in an election cycle. All right, I want to be able to squeeze a couple more things in, and especially this one. This one comes from the South. It comes from somebody who was almost in this plane, but Francis says, Kate, that Delta jet that landed in Charlotte was a jet I was supposed to be on. There were the typical 90-plus people that would normally be on it, and it landed without its front landing gear. No injuries, but you would have to have had been pretty shaken up to be on that flight, because then you get the awkward command to brace for impact. And with a jet without nose gear going down, who knows if it could have caught on fire, what could have happened. So bravo for those pilots who landed so well. Yeah, crazy story, right? Not crazy that it could happen, but crazy that you're on that flight. Ooh, smooth as silk, no problem. Here we are landing in this lovely airport, Charlotte. But guess what? We don't have the nose gear. And it's that moment, those moments of anticipating probably the worst of what could happen that would be so awful for those passengers trying to navigate around their brains of, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we're going to crash. I mean, those are the kinds of things that they would be thinking about. We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. And let's get this one in here. How about this one from Ireland? And Ireland says, all this conversation about cruises and people falling off ships, people having no clue that they've been hit by a wave and then having water down the hallways, the norovirus concerns. Well, guess what, Kate? The world's largest cruise ship is now officially launched. Did you know that? Icon of the Seas. So a bunch of sea trials, and now it's out there. And January 27th is the inaugural voyage, and we're thinking about taking it. Ooh, it is huge. I mean, it is huge. It is a theme park, everything all in one. A 6-slide water park, 7 full-size swimming pools, an aqua park for families, a swim-up bar, arcades, live music, shows. It's a city. That's what it is. It's a city, for goodness sake. Tip of the cap to Nate for his great work on the technicals. Be safe, be sane, stay cool, America. This is...
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.